This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here in the Midwest. We have Congressman Mike Boston with us now, who is also currently in district in the Midwest. Congressman, thank you for being with us today. I'm really excited to talk to you about the SAVE Act so we can get to the bottom of what it actually is. I will refer to it as the SAVE Act, but it's the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. What can you tell us about what this is and what all the political hubbub is surrounding it?
So what it is the SAVE Act requires proof of citizenship before an individual can be registered to vote for a federal election. Because, for instance, Illinois gives driver's license to illegals and immediately asks them, do you want to be registered to vote? And when anyone gets anytime anybody gets a driver's license in Illinois, they could possibly be, even though they shouldn't be eligible to vote because of their immigration status, they would be registered to vote, and then there's no way to try to stop that. So what the House Republicans did, we carried this bill, the SAVE Act, and the SAVE Act passed the House back before we, several months ago, over to the Senate, and it passed, though it was not, it was bipartisan in the fact that it was unanimous of the Republicans, and eight Democrats voted with the Republicans on the bill. So there's a group that's naturally frustrated as we're coming up on this election, and their original suggestion from our conservatives to try to get the Senate was to force them by saying, okay, we won't pass a CR unless the Senate passes that bill. Well, there's rules in the CR that allows us, and now Speaker Mike Johnson has said, we will, when we get back, we will put the SAFE Act language in the CR. So it isn't a case where they have to just pass the bill that's already over there. We will put the language in the CR. So we're not shutting down the government. But if the Senate chooses not to take that CR up, then they would be shutting down the government. Likewise, if the president would not sign it, it would make it to where we would shut down the government. So that looks like what we're going to do. I'm glad that we figured it out that way. I think the other way would not have been a good idea because, look, naturally people don't want to see government shutdowns because of the problems that occur with our military and all of that. But this then throws it to the Democrats. If that's what they want to do, I don't think they're willing to risk not passing a sensible legislation that says you can't vote if you're here illegally. Now, let me also say this. The several Democrats who argue this say they don't need it because they're not going to let them vote anyway. Well, my answer to that is if you don't need it, then this language won't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. I mean, we do know, well, you can tell me, Congressman Boss, do we know, have we documented proof that people who are not citizens of this country have voted in federal elections?
No. We don't have proof, but the proof is in the pudding. Yes, I think there's enough evidence in certain states. Matter of fact, Washington, D.C. has now made it to where illegals or non-documented or non-citizens can vote in their local elections. Well, that's the same voter rolls as what vote in their national elections. But there's no clear marking that says this person is not a citizen. Hmm. And then you're asking a judge at the local precinct level, or when somebody comes into the courthouse or some other polling place, and all of a sudden, then they have to look and say, even if you have it marked, are you a citizen? And I don't know what the option is if they don't have that marking, and that's what the problem is with states like Illinois and others. How do you clearly know that they are a U.S. citizen, but they've already been registered to vote somehow?
Right.
And obviously that's the problem.
Well, why would they be at... I think a lot of people are wondering how they're getting driver's licenses if they're here illegally. Do you have to be a certain kind of immigrant,
No, not in Illinois. Illinois, they've made it to where you go in, just explain that you're needing your driver's license, and there's a process, but the process doesn't, your status is your status, and it's also for benefits and things like that, and mm-hmm. the way they've done it. And let me tell you how radical this has changed. Do you remember, you probably won't, but and your younger listeners won't, but your older listeners will, when Glenn Beshard was running against George Ryan for governor, they crucified George Ryan on a situation that occurred because a licensed facility out of Chicago issued a driver's license to an illegal alien for a CDL. That illegal alien was driving, hit the truck after he got his CDLs down the interstate. A mud flap strap fell off, slid down the road, went up underneath a minivan, punctured the gas tank, and a family perished by a fire in a minivan. They crucified George Ryan and then started an investigation on George Ryan based on that incident. Now we're saying, if you're illegal, all you got to do is go to the driver's license facility. You can get a driver's license.
Man.
Quite a difference.
Congressman Boss, we're speaking with Congressman Boss right now. He's Illinois' 12th district representative in the House. Just because, you obviously do represent Illinois, and you've worked in state government in Illinois. You have seen it all. When it comes to voter integrity, there used to be something called the Chicago Way. And when it talked about election integrity, Illinois has been having this conversation so long that people are numb to it. There's just an expectation of it. Does Illinois have a good election system? Is it as bad as people suggest it is?
It is. There's problems all over. And it has been made even easier to commit fraud in the Illinois election system. Now, I understand that Cook County was known for election fraud, and I hate to offend your listeners, but East St. Louis was pretty well known, and the valley of St. Clair County and a little bit in Madison County was known for being able to produce. Now, quite often when you did talk with the people and in Chicago, they say, "Oh no, we didn't do that. We didn't do that." Oh yes, they've proved it over several times. But if you used to talk to people in East St. Louis, whenever I first got involved, they would say, "Yeah, we're good at it." And it wasn't a case where, they questioned it. It was, how do you pull it off? How do you get it done so that we can keep our power? And there was questions. Especially under Mayor Daley back in the 1968 elections, on that particular election, on how the boss then controlled the elections of downtown Chicago and knew what they needed for the Kennedy election. So, this isn't new to people that live in the state of Illinois. I mean, you know, voter fraud has occurred for years, and at certain counties, they do it, and they've been caught at certain times. And that's why at least we do have, and let me tell you this, the one secure thing that we do have in the state of Illinois, and I know it to be a fact, remember, we have the State Board of Elections. The State Board of Elections is truly a nonpartisan, and they do the best they can and then investigate the fraud that occurs. I'll give you an example of whenever Jason Plummer ran against Bill Inyart. The East St. Louis voting had several precincts that they were voting 110 and 120% of the registered voters. You see, that puts a red flag up, yeah. And that's when the next cycle, or before the next cycle, the State Board of Elections came in and purged the records. They basically went out and they sent letters to the addresses and to the people that claimed they were registered vote. And if they didn't come back, they sent registered letters back. And if they didn't come back, then they went to the houses where they were supposed to be. East St. Louis and that area had several vacant lots that claimed they had houses on them, and were as many as 30 and 40 people registered to vote there. So, you know, this is why you have the State Board of Elections that has to go in. But you have to go through election cycles to purge that.
Right.
And if these people who are registered automatically by going to the DOV are automatically put on the rolls, then you've got to figure out the rules and regulations. They can't be taken off the roll, or the rolls can't be purged until, I think, it's three election cycles. So, and that's what the rule used to be. I don't know what the rule is now, but that's what it used to be. So this is going to take a long time to clear up.
Yeah, it
but
is.
That's why we, and look, we don't control from the federal government the elections per se, but we do say you have to be a citizen to vote in this United States, in the federal law. I believe all states and locals should have it if you should be a citizen too. And now the one thing that I was able to do is I carried a bill that's got out of the House, but it didn't had nothing in the Senate. When Washington D.C., because they're a territory, so we can control their laws, I carried the bill that said, no. If you're going to vote even in a local election, you're going to be a United States citizen. And so that's in the Senate and waiting to be moved. I don't think it's going to be moved, but these guys are there.
Right. Last question for you. We're speaking with Congressman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Bost of Illinois' 12th District. He's also the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. So much of cleaning this up and getting it right revolves around good election cycles for, in my mind, the Republicans. Donald Trump being at the top of the ticket. I'm wondering what you think that campaign, do you feel good about the Trump campaign so far?
I do.
Do you think it's going to help or hurt down ticket in the state of Illinois also?
It depends on where you're at in the state of Illinois. We know that for a fact. There are those never Trumpers that kind of lay in the place. Well, for instance, Adam Kinzinger's old district. You know, that was a Democrat leaning district that a Republican held it, but that group up there is just they're not Trumpers. But now, will they support a local Republican or a member of Congress? They may. Also, there could be some places, but I don't know where that would be, that the other is affected. You know, that someone who is a member of Congress would actually be able to draw some votes to the mm-hmm. president instead. But he is, or the former president. But, you know, right now, as we see the polls, I'm wondering, you know, remember, I don't represent every district, right. But whenever I travel around, I don't necessarily believe, but what I know is that people, that it's going to be very, very close. But I have to believe that the vice president, her numbers peaked on the last day of the convention. She did not get a bump. That is a known fact. And without a bump, even if she's slightly ahead, she doesn't have far to fall. And so far, she hasn't actually really talked to anyone on her positions on anything. And I believe that if President Trump stays on message, not go to the name calling, stays focused, he's got the policies, and he can and she can't defend her existing policies, let alone talk about the ones she would like to have. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. And I don't believe, you know, when they talk about she's a good debater, well, if she was a good debater, she didn't do well with all the Democrats on stage.
Yeah,
sure.
And if the only thing they compare that her debate was when she was very rude, I believe, to Mike Pence, and then made it sound like he was rude, because and let me tell you, Mike Pence is not rude, but when he tried to say, "No, what you're saying is not fact," she said, "Excuse me, I'm speaking. Excuse me, I'm speaking." You try to do that with Donald Trump and see how that flies.
We're all waiting for it. We're all got our popcorn ready. Congressman Bost, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for coming on and talking to us about the SAVE Act. That's how we get this all back in order. It's a good start, and we know that the House has already supported it. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Talk later.
Congressman Mike Bost, Illinois' 12th District, Chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Great to speak with him. A real warrior for smart conservatism in Southern Illinois. I'd like to have him on the show to discuss that. Let's take a quick break. Ryan back in here in just a minute. This is where I struggle, because when J.B. Pritzker comes out and says things and it makes me feel a little ragey, I think, gosh, I don't know if I can contain myself on the air. And then there's a part of me that thinks maybe I should let it fly on the air, at least in the confines of the FCC regulations. We're going to do that at 2:00. And I'm just telling you, buckle in, because this man he's played all the cards, and we're going to talk about them together in a therapy session at 2:00. You're not going to want to miss Governor J.B. Pritzker's words on himself as a billionaire, the good kind of billionaire, and a little thought he had about Abraham Lincoln. Let's get Ryan Wiggins back in here in just a minute. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.